Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host. That was Sturgill Simpson with Sea Stories. It's a pleasure to be here with you all. It's Thursday, and every Thursday we've been exploring our neighbors and seeing who's on the block and getting to know different business people in the area. And today we have a friend from Restore on Route 28 in Kingston. A friend, Donna, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Here I am.
That's a little bit.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Good morning. Technically, I'm from Ulster Habitat.
Okay.
The Restore is the store that's connected to it.
Okay.
It is run by Leanne, who is a fabulous manager.
Okay, so for clarity,
yeah,
Habitat for Humanity is the parent. Restore is a retail place that you can buy different items for the household, and do all the proceeds, most of the proceeds goes to Habitat for Humanity.
Yes.
Tell everyone, if they may not know, what Habitat Humanity does for our community.
Fantastic. Well, first I'll tell you what Habitat for Humanity does not do, because people think that we give away homes, or as Leanne often says, people think Jimmy Carter gives away homes, and that's not what we do. And Habitat for Humanity International is a ginormous umbrella, global, and each area has its own affiliate. So I'm from Ulster County. I came over the Hudson River Bridge. I'm actually standing in the territory of our sister, Dutchess County Habitat for Humanity, who are fantastic, fantastic supporters of the same mission, which is we build homes for folks. Ulster County Habitat for Humanity builds homes for folks who work in Ulster County, want to live in Ulster County, stay in Ulster County, but they cannot afford the ginormous, wild, brain-breaking cost of homes now that are $450,000 plus. And on average, since 2019, the home prices in Ulster County went up 88.9%. Years ago, folks who came to Habitat to become home buyers, partner with us, they were maybe mechanics, teacher aides, technicians. Now, they are teachers, they are nurses, they are administrators, they are retail managers. These are people in the service industry who have no hope of ever being able to qualify for a mortgage that can reach that that price that we all now have sticker shock about. And what we do is, if you come to us as a potential home buyer partner, you qualify for a mortgage. You're willing to partner with us with sweat equity. And you go through our home buyer education series so we can set you up for success. It's a full service thing.
So you teach people actually how to own a home.
Correct.
Not just, here's the key, good luck, thanks for your money.
Correct. Bye-bye. It's a big, a lot, our mission, I joke that whoever I'm in front of, whatever you love, I'm going to make sure that Ulster Habitat, I can show you how Ulster Habitat taps into all the pillars that are important to all of us. So you come to us, you qualify for like a $250,000, $300,000 loan. We bridge the gap. We subsidize that gap. We're not giving away homes. We are helping people who work in Ulster County stay in Ulster County by subsidizing that gap. And we build starter homes. These are homes that are like 1,500 square feet because developers can't make money on starter homes. You don't have starter homes. People can't age in their homes and go down. People can't get a good start. And, you know, homeownership is what builds generational wealth. We all have a part to play in this crisis that we have, in at least in Ulster County.
Is there anything in the forecast that will make prices come back down?
I am not someone who looks into that crystal ball and dare say what I think, because I come off sounding like a pessimist. I don't know how. I think, you know, it was a secret for the longest time for those of us who grew up here that this is an amazing place to live.
Yeah, we tried to keep that
secret. Like the swimming holes that somehow get printed in the New York Times.
Yeah.
Whoever's giving them those things, stop it right now.
And why? Why? Don't let them know.
No. Keep it to ourselves. Well, secret's out. And so I don't see how we can make the Hudson Valley less beautiful and less charming to live.
True. Well, that is the bottom line, is that it is such a magnificent place to live, play, and work. But to live and afford housing is tough. And that's what Habitat for Humanity tries to help do. Keep people in Ulster County and give them a little bit of a help to get where they need to go.
A lot of it of help.
A lot of it.
We live for it. That's our mission.
We love that.
I know.
Really?
I love a mission. I need one.
Now, we're talking with Donna from Habitat for Humanity.
Ulster County.
Habitat. Ulster County. Does that come first all the time?
Yeah, because I don't want people to think, although I love Dutchess County. If I could split myself, I'd work there too.
So, but by saying Habitat for Humanity, that's an umbrella for many areas. So when you label it Ulster County Habitat for Humanity, you know exactly where it is.
Right on.
And speaking of places, folks can go to Restore. Now, is Habitat for Humanity in that building as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Our offices are attached to it. It's as somebody who's been a thrifter and collector my whole life, the idea that this late in life I actually get to be at the Restore every day is quite a crisis of my own. How do I not buy? Because we get the best donations. You never know what you'll find.
Well, first, before you go further, tell the folks what Restore on Route 28 in Kingston has inside. Maybe people don't know.
Jeez. People donate housewares, furniture. We don't do clothing. We don't do linens, but we do construction materials, lamps, lighting. My very first day there, I got the cutest lamp with a stagecoach attached to it. We have couches, furniture, dining room tables, housewares, art. Did I already say that?
It's worth saying twice.
Okay.
But pretty much anything you need for your house, you can get gently used and, Restore is what it's called. And it's pretty much got it all in the title of the store itself.
Rick, yesterday was Earth Day.
Yes.
Do you know how many tons the Restore in Ulster County keeps out of the landfill every year?
Do not.
Guess.
7,000 pounds.
No.
Okay.
Tons. Go in tons.
25 tons.
More.
52 tons.
More.
I give. Tell me.
More than 400.
Wow.
More than 420 tons every year out of the landfill. That's important.
Somebody may have a dresser that they got a brand new one. They don't know what to do with it. Kids don't want it. Nobody wants it. They don't want to leave it on the front lawn forever. And they do what?
They call us. If it doesn't fit in their car, they can, for a small fee, get it picked up by our Restore truck.
Oh, cool.
That goes all over Ulster County.
Now, these are donations to Restore?
Yes.
Can people get tax breaks or they just give you stuff?
No, they can certainly get a tax.
Just checking, because every little bit helps.
Every single little bit helps.
And now we're going to take a little break. We're talking with Donna from Ulster County Habitat for Humanity, and they are celebrating 30 years as an entity. And this Saturday is a very special event. We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to find out a little more about a Record Store Day event, sort of, kind of, at Restore. So stay where you are, and we'll be back in no time. It's 98.1 KZE.
Our Dirty Ducks Contest.
Hi, welcome back to 98.1 KZE. This is On the Block, and right now we're spending time with Donna from Ulster County Habitat for Humanity. This Saturday, They're having a very cool event. And if you love records, you love music, you love vinyl, you love collecting, or you love sharing, this Saturday is your day. Donna, what's happening?
So this year we're celebrating Ulster County Habitat's 30th anniversary, like you mentioned before the break. And we thought we'd do lots of small pop-ups to really kind of stir up some excitement and get people interested to visit. Maybe we do have our regulars. We get thousands of people a month, which is great. We want more, because the more people that come through our doors, the more we can tell them about our programming for Ulster Habitat and more support, obviously. And so this month we thought, let's expand our, we have a small record collection, small media collection. And I know I live with a record collector seller. We all know my friends like Mike Nickerson, who was on, I think last week, talked about, and I called him and said, what if we invited other people to come in? And I know, you know, it's, I never got rid of my records. And there are people who are late to it, who collect it now. Mm-hmm. And it's a real vibrant hobby and passion that people have. And it's kind of an easy lift, to be honest. Yeah. In and out, people come in, bring in their collections. And we have DJs. You guys are going to be broadcasting live.
We're going to be there from 1 to 3. And I think we're going to like set up our own turntable. And when people buy something that they're super passionate about, like I just found this great new album by whoever, I mean, new to them, they can maybe share the enthusiasm and we'll spin it. We'll put it on for them.
Right.
Which would be cool. And we'll play it on the air.
It's going to be great. A lot of fun. So fun.
And Mike Nickerson, who we mentioned before, is super enthused for the event. He's going to be there basically all day. There's going to be other tables set up with record players on them. So you can hear what you're going to buy. And there's going to be people playing records throughout the day as well. DJs, correct?
Correct. So it's from 10 to 4:30.
Okay.
And we still have one or two spaces left. So if you haven't, maybe you have a few crates you'd like to, I don't know, either profit on or get rid of so you can make room for your own collection. You can contact Leanne, Restore Manager at ulsterhabitat.org. It's $50, a 6-foot table. Mm. So we have one or two spaces left.
Oh, cool.
If you still want to join us.
So you bring your collection that you want to sell with you on your to be on your table.
Right. But don't do that on Saturday. Call us before that. Don't show up with your stuff.
I got all these records in my trunk just rolling around. Well, that's a wonderful event for a great cause. And you're helping professionals and families and other members of our community that could use a little help, a little boost to help them get through times. And just by buying a record, you'll be helping the cause. So we know that you love music out there, and we know that you just started your record collection. So just get out there and get some new ones for your collection. And this is a good place to go. How many tables are going to be set up approximately?
Maybe, well, we might have about 10 vendors. I don't know. A couple of them have more than one table. We'll see.
So that's more than likely over 1,000 records that you haven't touched yet.
For
that
sure.
You can go through the crates and hang out with some very cool, like-minded people. So maybe you'll even be able to bring your record and swap it out or sell it to one of these record people. So it's a beautiful thing. And the hours again?
10 a.m. to 4:30.
Now, when you're not at Ulster County Habitat for Humanity, working as hard as you can on making other people comfortable, what do you do for fun? What do you like to do?
Actually, I pen pal. I write. I exchange postcards with
letters?
People. Letters.
Cursive?
Handwritten letters.
In cursive?
In cursive.
Nice.
Yeah. I recently put a box out front of my home in Rosendale on Main Street. It's leave a haiku, take a haiku.
Cool. Cool.
And so reading other people's haikus gives me a lot of joy. I garden. And I'm a huge baseball fan. And
what team?
The Yankees.
Okay.
You know, I joke that in our family, you can choose your politics, you can choose your religion, you can choose your gender. You cannot choose.
You're born a Yankee fan.
You're born. Born and bred. There's no choice. Can't help it.
Well, everyone's got a favorite. And that doesn't make the other teams less important. It just means that's your favorite.
No, disagree. They're less important.
Well, the Mets are so much better than the Yankees. Yeah. The New York rivalry. But it's a pleasure having you here, Donna. And you, in the past, have spent a lot of time at UPAC and the Bardavon. I've seen your beautiful face around there for years and years. And now you've left that establishment and are dedicating your time to Habitat, Ulster County Habitat for Humanity, which is a noble switch. I mean, you're going from something that's entertaining and something you love to something you're putting every ounce of your energy into.
100%.
And that is admirable. And, well, keep up the good work, Donna.
Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure to chat.
Yeah, what a great time. And this is us hanging out on the block, and we're getting to know who's on the block. So if you go down on Saturday to Ulster County Habitat for Humanity, Ulster Restore on Route 28, it's right kind of near the traffic circle in Kingston. You can get right off the thruway, and boom, you're right there. Or a couple miles, but not very far. And you can enjoy a great day with like-minded people picking through crates and enjoying a song. And there's nothing more exciting than finding something that you've been looking for your whole life. And there it is at Restore. Donna, thanks. Anything else you'd like to add about the event or Habitat for Humanity?
Sure, if you don't mind. We're looking to beef up our Saturday crews on the build site, also at the Restore. We're hiring an assistant manager, donations manager at the Restore. Email Leanne at restoremanager@ulsterhabitat.org. Also, always looking for donations and support. And join our newsletter to hear about our Women Build fundraiser that's happening in September. We have so much going on.
Wow.
We're building 13 homes in 2 years. We built 25 homes since 1996 and 2024. Wow. We're the first Habitat in New York State to do a 10-home development from woods to cul-de-sac.
Wow.
So we need your support. We need everybody's support.
That sounds great. And what is the best way to do that?
Go on our website, ulsterhabitat.org. You can find all the things there and how to get in touch with us. And I will be there on Saturday. I love talking with people, answering questions. So meet me on Saturday.
Sounds great. Stop by, say hi to Donna at Restore, which is on Route 28 in Kingston. It's going to be a great event. You won't want to miss it. I'm going to play a tune, and then we'll say goodbye. Donna, thank you so much for being here, and all the best with Saturday. This is Chris Stapleton with I Think I'm in Love with You, KZE.